Very quickly, I want to relieve you with just a few thoughts tonight from Proverbs chapter 3. It's been about a month since I last was able to speak to you concerning thinking and using our mind for God's glory and not allowing ourselves to get off track, but rather those thoughts that are not in line with the Word of God, we're to destroy them. We're to immediately to destroy them. And we talked about the fact that that is not happening today as it should. We entertain thoughts for long periods of time that are not biblical, that aren't right. And we allow them to stay way too long when we should be, as the Bible tells us, casting out those vain imaginations. Get rid of them. Get them out of your mind. Get them under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Destroy them. And allow your thinking to be pure before God. In Proverbs chapter 3, very familiar verses of Scripture, there are three verses here. Most of us have memorized verses 5 and 6. Let's begin with verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. What follows? And lean not unto thine own understanding, or rely on your own mind. That's another translation. Don't rely on your own mind. We're not talking about memory. We're not talking about remembering things from the past. It's about the mind and how it comes in and brings in unbiblical thoughts. Don't lean. Your mind is untrustworthy. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. In other words, in all thy ways, seek the Lord's wisdom and mind first. That's what he's saying there. To acknowledge the Lord means to go to Him and get your wisdom and get your understanding. That's what follows. And He will what? He'll direct your paths. He'll show you what you ought to do. Most memorized verses in the Bible. And the least understood, and the least practiced. Trust in the Lord always, okay? Trust in the Lord, and lean not unto thine understanding, all thy ways acknowledge Him. And we say it real fast. I remember being in a Russian prayer meeting in college. And that's when we turned out the lights and pretended that we had no power, and we had no Bible, and everybody had to do from memory. And I remember that verse got used over and over and over again. And it almost became trivial, because it was the verse that everybody seemed to know. But it's another thing to practice it. To first trust in the Lord. Secondly, don't trust your own mind. Don't lean unto your own understanding. And then thirdly, go to the Lord and get the wisdom and the understanding. And then He will direct your paths. A very, very clear statement. But it doesn't stop there. Look at the next verse. Verse 8, the least memorized verse here in this passage. Verse 7, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. That's the element that needs to be. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Now, what is that saying? With time, we begin to think, you know, I'm a lot smarter than I used to be. And you may be. There may be some truth in that. You know, you pick up things along life's road. Amen? I'm thankful that I won't say I don't, because I'm sure I do, the same mistakes that I made when I was 22 or 23 when I started teaching. I hope and pray that years of being involved with young people have made a difference in my own life. But you know what happens over time? We start trusting in that knowledge. We start trusting ourselves in our knowledge. Now, does this verse say when you get older, you don't have to trust the Lord anymore? And you can start leaning on your own understanding? And you don't have to acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways? And, you know, He'll still direct our paths because I have this knowledge that I've gained over a period of years. Does it say that? No. What does it say? It says, be not wise in thine own eyes. What happens with years? You start becoming wise in your own eyes, and that leads to problem. You stop fearing the Lord. You start trusting in yourself, and you stop fearing the Lord. And as the latter part says, then we end up going into evil. I don't know how many trusted people have been arrested this past week. I don't know, I've watched the news this week after leaders, teachers, mayors, people that are in trusted positions of leadership were arrested for crimes. You know what happened? They started trusting in themselves instead of trusting in the Lord. I don't even know whether they were even believers or not. But that's what happens with man. We start trusting ourselves. We start getting a little loose, and we feel like, hey, we're pretty smart at this. And we start saying things and doing things. And then the next thing you know, you're doing illegal things. And then you get caught. And as one man was being led away, he said, I have to apologize to my wife and my children. I have to apologize to my wife and my children for what I'm going to drag them through now. What a message to put on national television. I apologize to my wife and my children for what I'm going to drag them through now. That's what happens to people that are wise in their own eyes. That's where wrong thinking comes in, and you stop fearing God. And the next thing you do, you're doing wrong instead of doing right. And you think in your mind you're still doing right, when in fact you're doing wrong. I want to close with this. Go home tonight. Open your Bible to the book of Proverbs chapter 3. And I want you to read it all the way through twice. And I want you to come back to verses 5, 6, and 7. And I want you to meditate on those verses. And I want you to, just in the quiet of your own home, I want you to ask God, Lord, am I truly trusting Thee? Or am I leaning on my own understanding? Am I truly acknowledging all of Your ways? Am I trusting in You? And am I being wise in my own idea? The world is so close to us, folks. It is impacting us, and we don't even realize it. That's a problem. There should be a sensitivity so that we move back. That's not right. That's me instead of the Lord. Don't allow anything to come between you and the Lord. Trust in Him. Would you do that tonight? I just want to encourage you as we close tonight with that thought. Father, I thank You for Your Word. What a blessing it is to have the precious Word of God. And Lord, we know that as frail human beings, we have a tendency to be wise in our own eyes. We begin to look at ourselves and say, I'm pretty successful. I'm doing pretty well in this world. And then we begin to trust ourselves instead of trusting the Lord. We start leaning unto our own mind and way and understanding. And then before long, we start thinking we're still doing right when we're doing wrong. I pray that You would awaken us. All of us have the world in our hearts. All of us have the world in our thinking. And we have to constantly purge that with the Word of God. I pray that You would help us tonight to go home and have a purging time, whereby we let the water of the Word of God wash our hearts and our minds of the garbage and of the thinking of this world and of our own selfish thinking. And help us, Father, to trust in Thee as we ought and lean not unto our own understanding. For I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and good night.